Good morning, listeners, and welcome to your daily dose of innovation and insight here on the AI interface. It's through March 14th, 2024, a perfect day to dive deep into the world of AI and tech news.
Absolutely, Sarah. I'm R. John, joining the brilliant R. Sarah today to navigate through a thrilling lineup of topics that are shaping the future right before our eyes.
That's right, John. First on our list, we're discussing a landmark decision from the EU, voting to ban the riskiest forms of AI while imposing restrictions on others. It's being hailed as the world's first binding law on artificial intelligence.
Then, we're diving into Microsoft's latest move, launching Copilot Pro worldwide, offering a one-month free trial. It seems Microsoft is making a significant push with their AI-powered assistant, making it more accessible to users everywhere.
And we cannot miss the exciting yet troubling trend of Silicon Valley pricing academics out of AI research. With giants in the tech world attracting top AI talents, what does this mean for the future of AI innovation?
These stories and more await us. So grab your coffee, settle in, and let's get started on today's journey into the extraordinary world of AI and technology.
Continuing our discussion on today's top news, let's delve deeper into the European Parliament's historic vote on the Artificial Intelligence Act, a move that's certainly setting a precedent globally, wouldn't you say, John?
Absolutely, Sarah. It's fascinating to see the EU take such a definitive stance on the regulation of AI, categorizing artificial intelligence technologies according to their risk levels. But let's break down what this really means. Can you enlighten us on the details of these regulations?
With pleasure, John. To start, the new rules will ban AI applications deemed to pose unacceptable risks. This includes biometric categorization systems sensitive in nature, untargeted scraping of facial images, and using those for facial recognition databases. Furthermore, emotion recognition in workplaces and schools, social scoring, predictive policing based solely on profiling, and AI that manipulates human behavior or exploits vulnerabilities are now out of bounds.
That's a hefty list, Sarah. The implications here are vast. Violations of these strict bans could lead to penalties of up to 35 million euros or 7% of a firm's total worldwide annual turnover for the previous financial year. That's a significant deterrent for companies engaging in these high-risk AI practices. However, there are certain exemptions, right?
Indeed, John. Notably, these regulations allow law enforcement to use remote biometric identification systems under strictly defined and regulated exceptions. These are permitted only when necessary to search for a missing child, prevent a specific and imminent terrorist threat, or to detect and prosecute perpetrators of severe criminal offences.
It's clear that these laws aim to balance the benefits and dangers of AI. High-risk AI systems will face strict obligations before hitting the market, including adequate risk assessment, activity logging for traceability, and appropriate human oversight measures. The goal here is to reduce risks, create opportunities, and bring transparency to AI applications.
Critics, such as the Computer and Communications Industry Association, argue that this act could stifle innovation in Europe by imposing stringent obligations on the developers of cutting-edge technologies. They fear it could lead to an exodus of AI talent and companies out of Europe, seeking environments with fewer regulatory hurdles.
That's a valid concern, Sarah. However, MEP Brando Benefe highlights that the AI office formed under this act will support companies in complying with these new rules. This might ease the transition for businesses and ensure that the law strengthens rather than stifles Europe's AI ecosystem.
One of the key takeaways is how this legislation structures AI into four risk categories: unacceptable, high, limited, and minimal, or no risk. It's an approach that could arguably foster a safer and more responsible innovation landscape. Yet, the question remains, how will this influence the global AI market?
Indeed, Sarah. This act could set a benchmark for other nations to follow, potentially leading to a harmonized global framework for AI regulation. The implications on innovation, civil liberties, and how we integrate AI into society are monumental. As we watch this unfold, it will be intriguing to see the balance between regulation and innovation that emerges, both in Europe and worldwide.
A fascinating topic indeed, John. That wraps up our in-depth look at the European Parliament's move to regulate artificial intelligence. As we continue to explore the ever-evolving landscape of AI and technology, this legislative milestone underscores the importance of ethical considerations in technological advancements.
Turning our focus back to Microsoft, let's dive deep into their latest endeavor, launching Copilot Pro worldwide with a tempting one-month free trial. Sarah, this seems like a significant step for Microsoft in the competitive AI landscape, doesn't it?
Absolutely, John. Copilot Pro's expansion to 222 countries is a bold move by Microsoft, emphasizing their commitment to shaping the future of AI applications. This service, priced at $20 a month, offers something quite remarkable. Priority access to the latest OpenAI models, the ability to build your own Copilot GPT, and integration within Microsoft Office apps. The inclusiveness of this offer is broadening, especially now that Copilot Pro is available in Office web apps without needing a separate Microsoft 365 subscription.
That inclusivity extends to mobile users too, with plans to incorporate Copilot Pro in their free mobile apps, including Microsoft 365 and Outlook for iOS and Android. It looks like Microsoft is keen on making its AI vision accessible everywhere.
They're certainly not holding back, John. The move to offer a free one-month trial seems designed to entice users to experience Microsoft's AI firsthand. Remember the buzz from their Super Bowl ad? It was all about encouraging users to try Copilot on mobile. And now, extending Copilot's accessibility further aligns perfectly with that strategy.
It's fascinating how Microsoft continues to pivot towards AI, even expanding Copilot for Microsoft 365 to more businesses. Sarah, this signals a profound shift in workplace dynamics, doesn't it?
It sure does, John. The integration of advanced AI tools like Copilot into everyday work applications could revolutionize how we approach tasks, enhance efficiency, and even creativity in the workplace. The implications are vast, from improved productivity to potentially reshaping job roles and functions.
And with Microsoft gearing up to reveal more improvements at the Build Developer Conference, including Windows 11 changes, the anticipation is palpable. Sarah, do you think this could set a new standard for operating systems and AI integration?
There's a strong possibility, John. By deeply integrating AI functionalities into the operating system itself, Microsoft could offer a more seamless, intuitive user experience. This would not only set a benchmark for OS development, but could also push competitors to innovate similarly, benefiting consumers worldwide.
Microsoft's AI expansion certainly sparks thoughts about the broader implications for the tech industry and society. How do you see this affecting the global AI and tech landscape, Sarah?
John, Microsoft's aggressive push into AI with Copilot Pro could accelerate a global shift towards more sophisticated, AI-driven applications and services. As more companies and developers gain access to powerful AI tools like Copilot, we might see a surge in innovation, leading to new applications that could positively impact various sectors, from education to healthcare.
It will also be interesting to observe how this influences user adoption of AI technologies. With Copilot Pro becoming more accessible, this might demystify AI for the average user, encouraging a wider acceptance and application of AI in daily life.
Exactly, John. As we wrap up this segment, it's clear that Microsoft's launch of Copilot Pro worldwide is more than just an expansion. It's a signal of Microsoft's vision for the future of AI. By making these tools more accessible, Microsoft is not only enhancing productivity and creativity, but also setting the stage for profound changes in how we interact with technology. The long-term implications for the global tech landscape are significant, and we'll be closely watching the developments. Welcome back to the AI interface. Shifting gears, we venture into a topic that's sparking discussions across the tech and academic worlds. Today, we're delving into the growing concern over Silicon Valley's impact on AI research. With us, as always, is my co-host, Arjun. John, are you ready to unpack this?
Absolutely, Sarah. The heart of the matter comes from an address by Fei-Fei Li, recognized globally as the godmother of artificial intelligence. She's raised an alarm that could reshape the future of AI research in academia.
Right, John. Li's plea to President Biden for a moonshot investment to fund a national AI repository highlights a crucial struggle. The disparity between the computing resources of tech giants and academia is stark, with companies like Meta planning to acquire hundreds of thousands of GPUs, while Stanford's NLP group has only 68.
This isn't just about hardware, though. It's about the very essence of AI research. With tech companies attracting top talent with eye-watering salaries, it's leaving a void in academia. This shift from public to private sector is reshaping where and how AI breakthroughs happen.
Statistics are telling, John. A Stanford report showed a dramatic decline in significant AI breakthroughs originating from universities, from majority in 2014 to just 3 in 2022, as opposed to 32 from the private sector.
And it's not just about the number of breakthroughs, Sarah. The dynamics of AI research are shifting subtly. With the new alignment of Meta's AI lab closer to its product team, one wonders about the independence of such research.
Indeed, John. The commodification of AI research poses risks. It could lead to a future where AI development is driven solely by profit motives, overshadowing endeavors aimed at public good. This is the consequence of the resource and talent lag in the public sector that Lee warns about.
The implications are profound. If academia can't keep pace, we might see a narrowing in the diversity of AI research, affecting innovations in critical areas like climate change and public health.
However, efforts are being made to bridge this gap, with large AI companies donating computing resources and the National Science Foundation's $140 million investment to launch AI research institutes. But is it enough?
That's the big question, Sarah. With nearly 70% of AI PhD graduates moving into the private sector, the drain of academic talent into higher-paying tech jobs is a trend that seems hard to reverse, despite these efforts.
Listeners, consider this. As AI becomes more embedded in every aspect of our lives, who holds the reins of its development carries significant implications for society. The balance between public and private sector contributions to AI advances deserves our attention.
Absolutely, Sarah. It's a discussion that impacts not just the tech and academic communities, but everyone. As Fei-Fei Li advocates for equitable access to AI resources, it's a reminder of the need for ongoing dialogue and action to ensure a diverse and inclusive future for AI development.
And it raises an important question for all of us. How do we ensure that the quest for AI innovation benefits not just a few, but society at large? As we delve into more news, let's keep this conversation going.
Spot on, Sarah. This wraps up our deep dive into Silicon Valley's influence on AI research. As we continue to explore the implications for academia, industry, and beyond, it's clear that this issue requires our collective attention and action.
As we wrap up today's episode here at the AI Interface, it's been an enlightening journey through the landscape of AI innovation and regulation, the tech giants' bold strides, and the critical dialogue around the future of AI research. From the EU's pioneering legislation on AI to Microsoft's expansive vision with Copilot Pro and the sobering realities of Silicon Valley's impact on academia, we've covered ground that stirs both excitement and contemplation.
To our amazing listeners, we're immensely grateful for your keen interest and engagement. Your curiosity fuels our exploration, and your support keeps this show thriving. A special thanks to our guests and contributors for enriching our discussions with their insights and expertise.
Stay connected with us through our social media platforms and don't hesitate to share your thoughts and questions. Whether it's a like, a comment, or a share, your interaction shapes the future of the AI interface. And if you haven't already, subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform for timely updates and fascinating dives into the world of AI and technology.
As we look ahead, expect more riveting discussions, groundbreaking insights, and transformative ideas that navigate the intersections of technology, society, and ethics. Your curiosity and engagement make this journey an incredible adventure.
With that, we bid you a warm and hopeful farewell until next time. Remember, the future of AI is not just about the technology we create, but the humanity we preserve and enrich through it. Thank you for joining us on today's episode, and here's to exploring the extraordinary together in the days to come.
Goodbye for now, and see you in the next episode. Stay curious, keep exploring, and never stop marveling at the wonders of AI and technology that shape our world. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.